in jail?
Please hold on one moment.
Okay.
Who's going to do this, sir? The Honorable Miss Windhouse will conduct a hearing, sir.
Mr. Corbin?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you please state your name and your ADC number for the record?
Coleman Younger James, 308-041.
Thank you, sir, and good morning.
Good morning.
You were appeared before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one alleged violation that's listed on your warrant of arrest.
Mm-hmm.
You were notified about this hearing on March 16th. You signed a form then. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and on that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, or will you be representing yourself?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, sir. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting this hearing. We have in the room the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. White, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be your panel chair today. Also with us in the room is Mr. Respy, who is with the Department of Corrections. He'll represent both the department and your parole officer in this hearing.
Okay.
So before we start, I need to swear you both in. So Mr. James and Mr. Respy, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. James, I'm sorry if I call you Mr. Coleman. It's, you have one of those where you have two possible first names. It's not your fault. You've had to live with it all your life. So I apologize if I accidentally do that. Your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one, to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, and then phase two, to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. James, I'm going to read this allegation to you, and I see on this warrant that there is a DR number, which indicates there are possible pending charges somewhere in the criminal justice system. So as I read this to you, I'll give you three options of a response. It's either true, false, or you wish to remain silent. And the reason for that is this recording, or this hearing is recorded. And if there were charges introduced elsewhere in the justice system, they could subpoena this recording. So we just want to protect your rights. So here is the first only allegation on the warrant, and it is that you have violated condition of supervision number 5 as demonstrated by your being in possession of stolen property on or about February 25th, 2018. So, Mr. James, is this true, false, or do you wish to remain silent, sir?
It's false.
It's false, okay. All right, then we're going to take some testimony from Mr. Respy of the Department of Corrections, and we'll be right back with you, sir. Mr. Respy?
On February 25th, 2018, Tucson Police Department TPD Officer Garcia, number 101927, reported at 1421 South 9th Avenue, number 2, Tucson, Arizona. Victim reported someone went inside his vehicle and took his belongings. Victim stated he contacted his bank to cancel the debit card that was taken. He was informed by his bank that a transaction on his debit card was declined at a Family Dollar store. Officer Garcia reported the Family Dollar store reviewed the video of the suspect attempting to use the debit card. The suspect was seen walking out of the store with a gray backpack that matched the backpack the victim reported taken. As Officer Garcia was leaving the Family Dollar store, he observed the suspect across the street. Officer Garcia asked for assistance while watching the suspect walk inside the residence at 2235 South 5th Avenue, Tucson, Arizona. Officer Garcia attempted to make contact with the suspect, knocking on the door, no one answered. While walking away, Officer Garcia heard a noise coming from the back of the residence. Responding to the noise, the suspect was seen with a gray backpack standing near the back door. The suspect was seen taking out the trash and leaving the resident with unknown females. Suspect was detained, identified as an offender. When officers removed the offender's wallet, the debit card of the victim was located in it. The backpack belonging to the victim was also confiscated. A search of the trash can in which the offender was observed dumping items and 5 items reported taken by the victim. offender was taken into custody, transported to Pima County Jail, charged with possession of stolen property.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. So, Mr. James, since you responded false to that, what is false about that allegation?
What is false about it?
Yes.
What's false about it is I was in possession of stolen property, that's what I was saying.
So you're denying, you heard the testimony.
Yeah.
You're denying that that happened?
Did what happen?
Are you denying that that happened?
Oh, no. Well, no, I'm not saying that. I mean, that happened, but not what I'm saying, what I'm being accused of. It's false, is what I'm saying.
And the property that you were found with, the gray backpack and the other items, were...
Well, I was never found with anything. They searched somebody's trash can, and it said that stuff in there was mine. And they said that I took out the trash or something like that.
And
they never found you. What?
The victim's debit card was found in your wallet.
Yeah, everything was found out of the trash can. I didn't have anything on my person.
Okay, so based on information in this warrant and the information testimony given by Mr. Westby, I'm going to move to find Mr. James was delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second. Agreed.
Agreed.
Seconded by Mr. Johnson. Agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, and Mr. Quinones. Hold on just a moment, Mr. James, and I'm marking some paperwork. Okay, so now Mr. James will move to phase two of your hearing and determine if your community supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we get too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Westby to give us all some background information about your case. So just stay on the line. We'll be right back with you to talk with you some more.
Okay.
Mr. Westby?
November 20th, 2017, Mr. James was released from DOC. He was arrested February 25th, 2018 by Tucson PD on a new misdemeanor charge of theft and control of stolen property. He was back in DOC custody February 26th, 2018 with a projected CICD of April 20th, 2018, 0 abscondes. Current conviction, 2017, burglary third degree, 1.5 years. Prior convictions, 2016, burglary third degree, 2 counts, each for 1 year, 3 months. This is a second term of DOC, CUIR score 2-3, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2016, transition release, reverted to TIS, arrested on tech violation, reinstated, absconded 32 days, arrested on current offense, reached CICD in custody. His disciplinary violations are moderate. Other arrest, 2012, criminal trespass, third degree, Arizona, juvenile probation. All other arrests since then resulted in the charges that were dismissed or not filed. His community risk score is a G3B4. I do have status of charges for Maria Gomez dated March 26, 2018. That state charges are still open and pending in Tucson City Court with the next court date of May 23, 2018.
Okay, thank you. And Mr. Westby, can you please repeat, there was a temporary release in 16 that reverted to TIS. That was a technical violation. The board reinstated and he absconded for
32 days.
Okay. And then reached
sentence
and
Okay. And
got
it. CSD, in jail.
Okay. I'm good because I was writing as fast as I could. Okay, so, all right, Mr. James, back to you. It looks like, were you living at 140 East 43rd Street in Tucson?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you just stayed there the whole time you were out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and were you working at all, sir?
Yes.
What were you doing for work?
I was maintenance at McDonald's.
Hey, okay.
On 1629.
Okay, that's a good job. All right. And it looks like you did submit a few urine samples. There was one deleted on the 20th of February, and then a couple you failed to submit, the 9th, the 16th. What happened in those cases?
I didn't show up. I was at work. I know that's not an excuse, but I just was working late. That's what I told Martha, my CO. I mean, my PO.
Okay. All right, so... I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Anyone have a question for Mr. James? All right, Mr. James, we're coming toward the end of your hearing. I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement if you'd like to before we finish the hearing. So is there anything else without repeating what you've told us?
No.
All right, sir, well, we'll go ahead and finish your hearing. The board's going to go into discussion, sir. And
okay.
While we're in discussion, we just ask you to remain on the phone, remain silent, and we'll be right back with you, sir. All right. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Coleman has a sentence end date of April 20th, that's 18 days from now. He potentially has pending charges, but we don't know, and he's got a hearing date set in May for those, so he'll be out and available to go to that hearing. At this time, I'm not seeing him as a good candidate for community supervision, but I will listen to any input from fellow board members. All right, then, based on information in warrant 2018W0559, our conversation with Mr. James and information provided by Mr. Westby, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. James was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by being charged with a new crime.
Agreed.
All right. Seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. White, Ms. Neal, and Mr. Quinones. Mr. James, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, but as you heard during the discussion, you're scheduled right now for a release date of approximately April 20th, so that's only 18 days from now. And that will give you the opportunity to get out and then go finish up, go to that court hearing and resolve whatever's going to happen on that particular case. So
right.
We wish you the best, sir. And
can I ask you something?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
When you said, did you say that that was my pending charge? Or did you say that I have other possible pending charges?
We'll look real quick. Mr. Westby is looking for you. That was the court date you mentioned. It was May something.
That is correct.
Yeah, it's May 23rd.
Okay, May
23rd. And that's for the charges pending in Tucson City Court.
And that would be the charges that were on DR 180225092.
That is correct.
So that's your this particular
charge
that's in the allegation on the that involves the gray backpack and etc.
No, okay. I was just making sure you were saying that I had other charges other than that one.
You may, but we don't know about them if you do.
Right, okay. I was just making sure that's what you were referring to, though.
No, we're good. Thank you for participating in your hearing, sir, and your hearing is over. If you give the phone back to the CO3, we'd appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.